Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. If you're a business owner, coach, expert, consultant, you already know the power of a book, or the power a book has to elevate your brand, establish authority, and attract clients. But I want to hit you with some truth. Writing a book, it's not as simple as just getting the words out and finishing it. For busy professionals like you, it's so easy to fall into the common traps and pitfalls that can essentially slow your progress, frustrate you, and even lead you to giving up entirely of your book as well. So today I'm going to dive into five major pitfalls that business owners often face when writing their book. But not only that, but more importantly, how to avoid them too. So by the end of this episode, you're going to know exactly what to look out for, and you're going to learn how to navigate your way through the book writing process and have actionable strategies to help keep you on track and motivated. So let's get into it. Now, the first pitfall is treating your book like a side project. One of the biggest mistakes I see business owners make is treating their book as something that's nice to have, treating it as a nice to have rather than a must do. What I mean by that is we can try to squeeze so much writing into gaps of our schedule, thinking, I'll write when I have the time. But we all have 24 hours a day, and let's be honest, when do you ever have free time? Now, I've been there because it took me 3 years to write The Six Pillars of a Rewarding Life. I treated it as almost like a side hustle rather than a core part of a strategy for myself. But with Publish to Impact, I got that written and published in 6 months. And now it is a core part of my business, a core part of my strategy, a core part of my content. So I want you to think about how you can make the time to write your book. So don't just fill in the gaps. You want to be able to make the time and use writing your book as a priority inside your business. Now, why does this happen though? For many of us, it's just the day-to-day demands of running a business. You know, we look after our clients, we do a lot of the marketing, especially in today's world where we're doing a lot for ourselves, where we're filling up our days with essentially things that we can often outsource to. But I want you to know that the book is more than just your creative project. I want you to think of it right now as an asset that can fuel your business growth for years to come. So how do you fix this problem? How do you fix treating your book like something that is nice to have and rather than a must do? So treat your book as a high priority business project. This is where you can block out specific non-negotiable times in your calendar for writing. Even if it's 30 minutes a day, that's going to make a huge difference, because we all know that consistency wins at the end of the day. And if you take action and you take aligned action and become consistent with it, that time that you're investing is going to come back and pay dividends later. So, you know, whether that's also through attracting high ticket clients with your book, landing speaking gigs with your book, or positioning yourself as the go-to, the way to start that is to invest early in the actual writing process, because without writing, you don't have a book. Now, the second pitfall is overloading your book with too much information. I see this all the time. We think we need to have so much information to fill inside the book to make the difference. Now, as a coach or an expert, you have so much knowledge, and knowledge is fucking amazing. It's amazing. But one of the most common pitfalls is trying to include everything you know into one book. While it's tempting though to pack your book with all that you've accumulated, the approach can backfire. And this happens because we fear our book won't provide enough value. So we try and overcompensate by cramming every insight, tool, strategy we've ever used. And the result ends up a bloated, overwhelming manuscript that's super hard to follow. That's pulling us in so many different directions. I want you to think of it from this perspective too. If you've got a new client and you're just doing a one-on-one call with a new client and they're new to you and you're helping them solve a problem, on that very first call, you're not overloading them with so much information that they walk away going, what do I actually start? Where do I actually begin? Because they've just had so much information delivered to them, they don't know where to begin. So think of it like that for your book. You want to make it easy to follow. And how you can fix that is to focus on solving one specific problem for your audience. So your book should take readers on that clear journey from where they are now to where they want to be. For example, let's say if you are a leadership coach, your book might focus on helping first-time managers lead with confidence. So the book's not focusing on so many different areas as per se. The problem is a leadership problem. So, okay, let's now focus on helping managers lead with confidence. And that is essentially how you're going to communicate that in the journey throughout the book. Or let's say if you are a fitness expert, personal trainer, fitness coach, whatever, you could address how busy professionals can stay healthy without spending hours in the gym. Because busy professionals, they don't have much time on their hands to go to the gym and they want to be able to stay healthy without sacrificing so much time. That could be something that you address. That's the problem. So narrowing your focus, you're going to be able to create a book that's super actionable, impactful, and more likely to resonate with the people you're writing the book for. And if you have more to say, you can always write another book too. Pitfall number three is writing without understanding your ideal reader. So imagine trying to write a business plan without knowing who you're targeting, without knowing who you're selling to. Now, it sounds pretty crazy, but many business owners approach their book this way. They might start writing without a clear picture of who their ideal reader is, and that's going to lead to like a super scattered and just generic plain message. And it's easy to happen because we assume that the broader our audience, the more people we reach. But in reality, it's trying to appeal to everyone means that we'll connect with no one. And how do we fix it? Well, we get crystal clear on who the ideal reader is. So we need to ask ourselves questions. We need to reflect. Who is the book for? What are the biggest challenges or pain points for the reader, for the person who I want to write my book for? And how will my book help solve their problems? So if you are, let's say, a business coach targeting solopreneurs, your book should speak directly to their struggles, like is it scaling their business or managing burnout? Think of the problems that solopreneurs have and then strategically come up with that journey for your reader without overwhelming them. So when your reader feels like you're talking to them, not at them, your book becomes way more compelling, way more exciting to read as well. Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes, and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode. The fourth pitfall is overlooking the importance of structure. Now, maybe you thrive in unstructured environments. I speak with so many business owners about how they like to be creative and they don't like to have that specific structure in their business or in their life. And I always say, your book needs it. So maybe you do thrive in unstructured environments, brainstorming on the go or improvising. When it comes to your book though, lack of structure can lead to chaos. It leads to not having your book written. And this happens because we assume that creativity is going to lead to an amazing book. And others might feel overwhelmed at the thought of outlining. So we go straight into writing without a plan. But like I said before, think of your book as a business strategy. You didn't start your business thinking, oh, creatively just find clients. You have a strategy and a roadmap maybe. This should be the exact same for your book. So just like you'd map out a roadmap for scaling your business, you need a clear structure for your book. So start with these three steps. Step number one, what is the main idea you want readers to take away? So this is your core message. Is this a message that you preach inside your business to your clients? What is the main idea you want readers to take away? Step two is to outline your chapters. And this is where you break your message down into logical sections. So logical steps even. Each chapter should really address a specific part of the journey and it should come at the right time for the reader. And step number three is to create a reader journey. So this comes off step two. Take readers from their current problem, so that's point A, to your solution, which is point B, and have actionable steps along the way that can really relate and help them. Let's now look at just an example for a personal branding book. So you might structure it like this. Chapter one, it could be the power of a personal brand. So what does it mean to have a good personal brand? What is the power of having a personal brand? That is chapter one. You're basically introducing them to the idea of why this is important. Chapter two is identifying what is unique to you and your brand. So you're identifying the unique value. what's important about me that separates my brand. So you have something that's unique to your brand. Chapter three could then be building a consistent online presence. So trying to grow your brand. And then you could look at chapter four, which might be leveraging your brand for business growth. So there's logical steps. I mean, I wouldn't introduce the power of a personal brand in chapter four because it doesn't make sense to the reader. The reader wants to be taken on that journey from the beginning to the end. So they want to start at a certain point. Why is this important? And then end up at a certain point, which is, okay, now I know what I need to go and do. So a well-structured book, it not only makes the writing process smoother, but it makes the readers stay engaged from the get-go. And finally, pitfall number five is going at it alone. Now, trying to do it all on your own, it's a recipe for frustration, especially if you run a business because you have enough to worry about. You know, whether it's self-doubt, whether it's struggling with the writer's block, going at it alone can really make the journey unnecessarily difficult. Now, this happens because we may not know where to go for help, or we believe writing something that we should do on our own. Otherwise, someone might also fear feedback, worrying that it's going to highlight their flaws rather than improve their work. So the key fix here is to actually have a supportive network for your writing journey. You know, this can include a writing coach. I mean, Idea to Impact is supported by myself, but also has a community inside. So that is something that you could leverage with the support for the writing journey. Then you also got professional editors, and they're going to help turn your manuscript into something amazing. So that is something I always say. You don't want to go at it alone. You want to make sure the process is enjoyable. And if you've got support, it can become enjoyable if you allow it to be. Now, I'm going to finish off here. This is not necessarily a pitfall, but it's just something I want to finish off here. And it is underestimating the post-writing process. Actually, it is a pitfall, but here's a bonus one. This is something that can catch us off guard, and it caught me off guard when I wrote my first book. We think that the hard part is over once the writing's done. But in reality, the publishing and marketing for your book, it requires just as much effort and strategy as writing it. So the fix here is to actually plan the full life cycle of your book. And what this includes is the editing and design. So making sure that you've invested in the professional editing, making sure you've invested in a strong cover design to make sure your brand, your book stands out. You also want to be marketing. So having a launch plan that includes email campaigns, social media promotion, of course, and leveraging your existing network to get your book out and tell people about it. And then finally, as well, to use your book as a business tool. So think beyond book sales. How will your book drive leads? How will it attract clients? And how will it position you for speaking opportunities if that's your thing? Because when you approach your book as an integral part of your strategy, it becomes so much more valuable. It just doesn't become another book. It becomes that tool for business growth. So writing a book, it is not easy, but it is one of the most rewarding experiences. And I so believe that it should be an investment inside your business. And I want you to remember, every great author started exactly where you are now. The difference is that they kept on going. They learned from their mistakes. They got the right support. They didn't go at it alone. So thanks again for joining me today. I will put these pitfalls in the show notes, but if you are ready to take your expertise to that next level and write the book you've dreamed of that transforms your business, start now. Join the waitlist in the show notes for Idea to Impact, or you can contact me directly and we can have a chat. But as always, an idea is all you need to begin. The rest comes with clarity, structure, and a commitment to making an impact. So I want you to make an impact in this world. I want you to write your book. And until next time, I'll chat to you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.